accession number 18821, Real 4.
Reg Hobart, Real 4. So you said that you had these periods of guarding farms, which you more or less regarded as a bit of a break. But would you get leave to be able to go somewhere else in Kenya off duty?
Yes, he did. You got, I don't remember myself going, but Mombasa was a place where they went for rest and recuperation, to Mombasa. But I never went myself.
Or Nairobi?
Nairobi, yes, you could get leave to Nairobi. Mombasa mainly, though. But I never did. I never asked for it, never got it, you know.
So how would you spend your free time?
Free time in the naffy, playing darts, you know, usual sorts of having a beer or two, actually.
Sport?
Sport, yeah, we used to organise football matches, but I never, you know, football matches and cricket from time to time, you know, but it was more or less, yeah, it was organised by the PTI from time to time. We took part in it, but not as a regular, I wasn't a member of a football team or anything like that, you know.
Were there any other British units operating in your area nearby?
There must have been in different areas, because I remember we came home with the Northumberland Fusiliers. So the Northumberland Fusiliers must have been out there. And I remember they were flying most of us National Service men home 2 or 3 days before we were due for demob. They were flying home. But I remember when we were on that patrol I was telling you about, where we were round the mountain, one evening I had heard a message go across the radio from Brigade to our HQ that all certain drafts, and I can't remember what the draft number was, but it was ending 5318, because we were the 18th group to be conscripted in 53, they had to report to Nairobi at a certain date, which was about 3 or 4 weeks before we were due for demob, for onward dispatch to the UK. And I remember hearing this message, Mrs. go across, and I thought, that's us. And while we were on patrol, I always remember, I said to one of the, I saw another patrol, patrols used to pass one another. Saw one of my pals, and I said, yeah, I've got an idea we're going home early. No, he said, I can't believe it. Anyway, a day or two later, a message came to me as an operator to give to my, whoever the officer was in charge, that all of us, this particular draft, had to report back to Nairobi at a certain day. And what it turned out was the Devonshire Regiment was coming home on the Empire Halidale, and they had 100 berths spare. So rather than flying us home, they filled the boat up with our draft, which gave us a lovely 3 weeks cruise home, which was very nice.
Were you anxious to get the National Service over and done with?
Well, you are, aren't you? You've been away from 18 months, we've been away from home, well, all of 18 months by then, you know. I had no intention of signing on as a regular, although you were encouraged to, by all sorts of incentives, that promotion would have been won. You know, but the army life wasn't for me as a career.
Why not?
Well, because I had interest in completing my my apprenticeship, you know, and also I knew my wife at the time, although she was my girlfriend. And army life is not for me. I'd done it because I had to do it, you know, but it wasn't my idea of a career.
How do you feel now about having done National Service?
I think it's the best thing that could have happened to me, quite honestly. Now, I never thought I'd be saying that. Sound a bit like You know, the fact that, as I said to you earlier on, the fact that you got to peak fitness physically and mentally, gone through a period of strict discipline, and I think it really stood me in good stead for life in general. And I wouldn't have said that at the time, of course, but I still say that. It sounds a bit old-fashioned, but I still think if we had something like that today, we might stop a lot of the violence that we get today. I may be wrong, but of course, you've got the downside of it. Of course, it does interrupt people's careers. But having done it, I think it's made me a better person, believe it or not. I wouldn't have said that at the time.
Did it handicap your career in any way?
No, not really, because I just picked up where I left off. In some ways, it actually done me a favour, because I was only apprenticed in a small printing shop. And by the time I come out, the person that was responsible for giving me my training had changed, and it was a better person. So that was just luck.